Chapter 8. You can do it, Fluttershy.
Tra la 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 tweet, it's time to eat. Tra la 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 loo, you're invited too.
As Fluttershy sang, flittering around her cottage, she began to feel a teensy bit better. She filled up ceramic dishes with cool water, restocked the bird feeders with fresh seeds, and fluffed the pillows of all 42 of the current animals' beds.
There you go, my little loves,
Fluttershy cooed to some hamsters that were scurrying over to a bowl of fresh kibble. A bluebird landed on her shoulder and nuzzled her face.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. It's good to see you too, Judy,
Fluttershy replied, smoothing down her pretty feathers.
I've missed you all so much.
The bird took off out the open window as another flew in.
Hello, Hummingway,
Fluttershy chirped. Her cottage was a revolving door of happy animals. Currently, there was just one creature who wasn't pleased with Fluttershy. Poor little angel had been upset about the news, but said he understood.
Do you need anything in there, angel?
Fluttershy whispered, peeking through the opening of his bunny teepee. A few sticks propped up surrounded by a blankie in the middle of the living room.
Some more pillows? A magazine?
Angel pursed his lips together and shook his head.
Well, just ring the bell if you do, sweetie.
It broke her heart to see him sulking, but Fluttershy knew that pulling out of the contest was the right thing to do. If the two of them had gone out onto the field at the fair, they would have become a laughingstock. A livestock laughingstock. And that would have been much worse for Angel's confidence. Really, Fluttershy was just protecting him and his delicate little soul. A knock came at the door. Fluttershy gently placed a gray kitten on the floor near a dish of milk and flew over.
Just hold tight, Sneezy. I'll be right back.
The kitten sneezed in response. When she opened the door, Fluttershy saw all five of her friends and a flock of 8 tiny crystal empire ewes.
What's all this about?
Fluttershy marveled. The sparkling glint of her crystal wool looked brilliant in the sunshine.
We brought you ewes to use!
Pinkie Pie cheered with a smile. She turned to Rainbow Dash.
Or was it, use these ewes so you don't lose?
She held a pink leash with a tiny blush-colored ewe at the end of it. The little fluffy creature looked like a cloud of cotton candy.
Either way,
said Pinkie Pie,
aren't they adorable?
Bah,
the tiny pink sheep bleated with a smile.
Look, I gave mine a cape, Rarity said. Her purple ewe held her muzzle up with an air of sophistication and posed, showing off a rhinestone silver garment.
Rarity giggled.
Fabulous, no?
My goodness,
Fluttershy exclaimed, trotting forward to pet the little dears. They were so soft and came in a spectrum of pastel purples, blues, and pinks.
I haven't seen these lovely lammies since the Equestria Games,
Fluttershy added, brightening. A few of the crystal ewes walked over and started nuzzling Fluttershy's legs. She giggled in delight.
Hello there. I remember you too.
Even though none of us can take your place with Angel in the herding competition, we thought maybe you two could use some help, said Twilight Sparkle. She passed Fluttershy a purple leash and the corresponding lavender ewe. Giving up would be silly after you two have worked so hard.
And we've put together a few other treats to help y'all out too, Applejack grinned. Come on back with us to Sweet Apple Acres and see 'em.
Wow, this is all really nice of you ponies, but...
Fluttershy stopped for a moment and looked at the ground.
But...
The ponies all leaned in with anticipation. Was she going to give it another shot or not?
But...
Out with it already,
Rainbow Dash shouted.
But I'm going to have to check with Angel first, admitted Fluttershy.
Something tells me he's going to be on board, Twilight laughed.
She pointed to Angel Bunny, who was smiling and chasing a blue crystal ewe down the path. Fluttershy breathed a sigh of relief. Everything was going to be much better now that Angel had some sheep his own size. Plus,
Now they had their own personal cheering squad in the form of the five best pony friends a girl could have.